Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome once again to the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcasting Radio Network. And I'm your host this morning, only temporarily, however, Don Harkins. I'm going to be here for the first couple of minutes, and then I'm also going to honor one of our sponsors, one of those really marvelous people in commerce who have stuck with us here at RBN and are supportive of alternative radio. And we're going to just chat a bit about what he's got going. It's a gentleman by the name of Kurt Tompkins, and he's at bedfans.com. It's an interesting concept and something I've never used myself as a product and a concept I'd never even thought of before either. But when we come back, after we've discussed that with Mr. Tompkins, is we've got my wife, Ingrid Castle, is going to be online with a gentleman by the name of Ken Adachi, and we're going to be going into a really interesting area. We are aware of chemtrails. We are aware of the multifaceted array of toxic, everything that is being thrown at humans these days and the rest of the natural world as well. But there's other ways of looking at and dealing with these phenomena that are beneficial to us, actually, not just, say, physically in dealing with all of this stuff, but spiritually and how we understand the forces aligned against us and how we handle them. You're going to be quite fascinated and amazed. And Ken Adachi's work, he's at Educate Yourself. It's actually educate-yourself.org. Is they utilize the energy, the orgone energy that was developed or actually figured out by Dr. Wilhelm Reich in the 40s and the 50s, and it's a really fascinating world. Wilhelm Reich was a contemporary of Sigmund Freud. He broke away from the psychoanalytical aspect of things, and he was quite entranced with what that form of energy could be that compels all life to reproduce. And what he came up with was an actual particle called orgone, and what he named orgone. And for his troubles, he ended up being trashed absolutely by the Food and Drug Administration, thrown in prison, where he died 6 months later, and the Food and Drug Administration went on a 30-year campaign to destroy everything, all that man's notes, his books, his articles, and anything that could be related to orgone energy. But now we've got the internet, and people have revived this man's work and are using it to the benefit of mankind. So stick around, and after we discuss bed fans, my wife Ingrid is going to come on and be talking to Kurt Adachi about chemtrails and the assorted phenomena that allows us to use, not really use chemtrails to our advantage, but we can put a positive spin on a really, really negative world. So stick around, and when we come back, we'll have Kurt Tompkins with us, and we'll have Kurt Tompkins from bedfans.com. Oh, okay. Oh, shoot, excuse me, everybody. Looks like maybe our clocks are not really well in sync, but we have a moment or two before the commercial break, and I just want, again, to congratulate everybody for being here this morning, for being a part of, listening to, and supportive of alternative radio. It's the only way we're going to get the Republic back. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Welcome back, everybody, to the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcasting Radio Network, and I'm your host, at least temporarily here this morning, Don Harkins. Ordinarily, I'm the editor of the Idaho Observer newspaper, and we're getting ready to go to press with the February edition. I'd also like to announce that next week we will be at the 9/11 Accountability Conference in Chandler, Arizona, and we plan on bringing the American Activist to you live from Chandler, Arizona next week. It's going to be an interesting show. We'll have several of the people who are in attendance parade on through and give us an impression of what's going on at the conference and their thoughts on 9/11 activism and how we can turn this country around. And in the meantime, we have, I feel it's an honor, actually, to have Kurt Tompkins on this morning because he is one of those rare gems in American commerce that is not just out there trying to make a buck, but he's also out there supporting alternative radio, and I just can't stress enough how important it is that we all get involved. When I say this is the American Activist show, what we have here is a fairly limitless potential on how people can exercise their activism. There's no place where somebody can't fit, and one of the things that we all need more of is support of alternative sources of information. The networks aren't delivering, so it's taking the alternatives, the opposition, people like us, to make that happen. And so, Kurt, thank you very much for coming on the show this morning, and thanks for sticking with us here at RBN.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Now, I was first made aware of Bedfans. Bedfans.com is your website, through John Statmiller. And
right.
I went up to the site, and I've got to admit, I think we've all had these, particularly these long, hot summer nights. We don't have so many of them up here in northern Idaho. But we all recall those nights where we can't really get to sleep. And you've put out a product that is really passive, it's really mellow, and it allows people to get a good night's sleep even if it's extremely hot out. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. And the thing is, what we're doing is we're going directly to the problem, and the problem is the heat that builds up between your sheets. And
sure.
When that happens, you know, there's really nothing you can do about it other than kicking your sheets off.
Right.
Trying to cool off and then getting cold and covering back up. What this does is it continuously evacuates that heat that gets stagnant between your sheets and makes you hot. Now, I realize probably 90% of the country right now is not concerned about sleeping hot. But I would ask those of you that think you might even consider using a bed fan, go ahead and get one now so we can keep supporting these guys on RBN and GCN and the other stations, because what we're able to do is to help keep the message out there. And unfortunately for us, we're a warm weather product, and we just need to get as many people buying them now as we can so we can keep our push as well as you guys. And if you're thinking about getting one, go ahead and get one now and just put it in your closet until it gets warm. But at least that'll help us to help these guys. And, you know, that's the whole thing. We just need to keep getting the message out, waking people up. And
I appreciate that. And plus, there's an awful lot to be said for preparedness, too. Buying things off-season is generally a really great cycle to be in, like buying wool socks in August. We do things like that around here because we're planning ahead. We're conditioned to plan ahead for winter up here in North Idaho. But it's just it's a good cycle to be on, to procure the things that you need in advance of the season where you'll be using them.
And I tell you what, if anybody orders, you know, within the next few days, this week, in the next few days, I'll go ahead and throw in shipping, too. So that way, you know, we'll get the shipping taken care of for you. And, you know, I'm just trying to do all I can to get the word out. And it's tough. I mean, we're an uphill battle, but, you know, it's getting there. And it's waking a lot of people up. Although our product is meant to put people to sleep, you know, we're trying to wake people up, too.
Yeah, that's an interesting juxtaposition, isn't it? Well, how long have you been in business with Bedfans, and where did you get the idea? Obviously, a couple of sleepless nights gave you the idea. But but how long have you been in business doing this, and has the fan itself, has it gone through any revisions and modifications, and or is it pretty much the same unit that you came out with whenever you did?
Well, it was about 5 years ago I came up with the concept. My electric bill was running me about, $600 a month, and it was a small house. And the only thing that I could figure was that the only reason I had to keep it that cool was so I could sleep at night. And what I ended up doing was figuring out a way to where I can just keep my body cool and not have to worry about cooling the whole house. One thing led to another, and the next thing I know, I've got women that are going through menopause. I've got guys that are taking heart medications. I've got all sorts of different people asking me for this thing because they have not found a solution. And what really woke me up was when my mother-in-law used it for her menopausal solutions to her night sweats and hot flashes. Now, it doesn't stop hot flashes, but it keeps you from having night sweats. And that is just something that women, they really don't have that many alternatives to help out in that situation. So this is something that they can use to keep themselves cool. I had one lady from Canada that sent me an email, and it had been 10 years since she had been able to sleep all night without having these night sweats. And she's tried different sheets. She's tried, I think they call them wicking sleepwear that basically doesn't do anything for the night sweats. It's just like sleeping in a chamois. You know, it's just it absorbs the moisture. But, you know, this is an entirely different concept. It keeps your body cool. And, you know, the bottom line is that's where you need to, that's where you need to attack the problem, not with finding a way to absorb the sweats.
Well, so probably then, since you've been in business with the Bedfan for 5 years now, and during that time, as people have gotten aware of the product itself, you've probably come across then a rather wide variety of people who have had issues with sleep, whether, like you just said, with night sweats or probably people that wake up coughing or wake up for a variety of reasons and don't get a good night's sleep. What would be the some of the other issues that people have had that they've applied the Bedfan to in order to finally, after maybe several years, get some good nights of sleep?
Here's an interesting one, allergies. I've got a couple people that are using it because they can't use fans in their room because it stirs up too much dust. Now, what the Bedfan does is it just takes it, it doesn't, you know, you think about a fan, you think about a lot of air moving. Well, this isn't moving a lot of air because you don't need a lot of air to be moving. What it does is it just takes the coolest air in the room, which is underneath your bed, and some people say, well, what about all the stuff that's under my bed? It doesn't draw enough air to be pulling stuff up from underneath your bed. But you take that cool air from underneath your bed, and then you deliver it between the sheets, and you're not stirring up all the air in the room, so you don't have a bunch of dust flying around, so the allergies aren't going to attack you at night like they normally would with a regular fan. That's just one incident. You know, there's several incidents where I've had people come up to me and say, look, you know, I have to sleep at 68 degrees or somewhere around there to be able to get a good night's sleep. And then they come back to me and say, I'm now sleeping at 75 degrees or 76 degrees or you know, I never would have believed that I was able to sleep at this temperature. But they can now, and as a result of that, you know, they're saving, you know, a good 35% on their air conditioning bill and sometimes even more. You know, I've had people go down to, you know, like I was at almost $600. Of course, we're in South Texas. You know, that's gets pretty hot down here. But I was at almost $600 on an air conditioning bill, or electric bill, rather, and I cut mine down in half.
Oh, really? So
that quick?
Yeah. So just the energy draw necessary to keep a place cooled at a sleepable temperature is so astounding that it doubles your energy bill in the summertime.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So that's the gist of the product. And if you go to bedfan.com, www.bedfan.com, that's B-E-D-F-A-N. Some people call it Bedpan, but if that helps you remember, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a different product altogether.
Yeah, altogether. You don't want to use one of those yet. But if you go to bedfan.com, take a look at it. If you have any questions, you can email us or call me at any time, and I'll answer any questions you have. But off that subject for just a second. As you know, I do try to help get the message out. Now, recently, I have to listen to Rush Limbaugh every once in a while. Not because I want to, but because that's the only alternative I have when I'm in the car sometimes. So I understand that he's got a new show coming out on Fox News, and it's called the Half Hour News Hour, and it's supposed to be a comedy spiff against the left. Now, as we all know, that left-right paradigm is what they keep us from thinking. So what I did is they were pumping it up saying, you know, go to YouTube, go to Google Video, look at the half-hour news hour. So I decided, okay, I'm going to make my own little half-hour news hour show, and I'm going to put it up on YouTube and put it up on Google as well. Now, what this one does is it shows Rush Limbaugh talking about Bohemian Grove. It shows Hillary Clinton talking about the establishment of a world government, and it shows Newt Gingrich talking about relinquishing people of their freedom of speech. Now, what I need for people to do to help get that video boosted up, go on there, watch it, rate it, leave a comment, get it up there so more people will see it, because what they're doing is a lot of people that are, you know, maybe they're questioning their positions, who knows, but they go in there and they're looking for this video. They need to be watching mine, getting the information out, and helping drive the direction that we need to be headed in this country.
Excellent, Kurt. Thank you so much for being here this morning. Best of luck to you. What's your number really quick?
210-632-8280.
All righty. Kurt, thanks again for all your help and support. Everybody, you're on the American Activist on the Republic Broadcast Network, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Okay, well, you're listening to the American Activist Hour. I'm going to bring Ken Adachi onto the program. He has an amazing website, educate-yourself.org. You don't have, I understand that, but I I wasn't sure if I was actually on the air, so I just want to, I wanted to be clear because I was still hearing the intro music. But anyway, so Ken Adachi, he has been doing the website for 10 years, he tells me. And I first found out about it when he was publicizing the information that we put out, Vaccination Liberation. And I found out that he has a lot of fabulous information for educating people about how to empower themselves regarding taking care of their own health. And that certainly along with exactly what we do. You know, I have a column I started in the Idaho Observer called Back to Basics, and it was all about empowering people to be responsible for their own health care. And so when I went to Ken Adachi's site and read his introduction, I thought, well, this is really right along my line. We have a whole disempowered population of people that have relied on experts. We don't know anything about our legal status as human beings, and so we rely on the courts and the attorneys to figure out any legal problems that we have. So, you know, giving our power away to experts on that level. But, you know, what Ken has really talked a lot about on his site is how our health has been undermined by the control of medicine by allopathy. And so he says the purpose of his website, and that, again, is educate-yourself.org. It is to help people become self-sufficient and self-dependent in all matters of health care. The Western world's over-reliance and dependence on orthodox allopathic medicine, which is what, you know, conventional physicians do who prescribe drugs, pharmaceuticals, and the standard Western diet, these have brought us to a deplorable state of national health. So there's no one more interested in maintaining your health than you. And it is Ken's opinion and our opinion, too, that you need to accept the primary responsibility and not delegate it to others. Millions and millions of Americans have suffered and died needlessly because of the foolish abandonment of personal health care responsibility and giving it into the hands of others. So there's a lot of fabulous stuff there. I believe most people listening do have access to the Internet. I found out that one of my daughter's girlfriends, she's only 21, and she's a little musician, and she has educate-yourself.org as her favorite. Every time she gets on the Internet, she goes there to further educate herself. She says the material is unique, and you can't find this kind of information anywhere else on the Internet. And that's really a great plug, you know, to me, because she's young, she's eager to learn, and the information he has on chemtrails is especially empowering because, after all, most people, you know, we get a lot of calls here at the Idaho Observer from people that are, you know, they send us pictures, or they call us, and they tell us, oh, my gosh, we've had a most intense spraying day, I'm getting sick. You know, I don't know what to do. It's very disempowering when you feel that you are being attacked on all sides, and especially when it's being sprayed right over your house and over your city. And we're going to talk a bit about that. You know, what is the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail? And I think most people realize that contrails are something that dissipate, and what we saw many years ago coming out of planes, a lot of water vapor. And chemtrails, on the other hand, they're mixing a whole slew of heavy metals, chemicals, all manner of things. And we've witnessed, certainly over Spokane, some of the most amazing chemical trails where, you know, it was once a blue sky, and then just later in that day, all of a sudden, it looks like a whole, you know, just thick, I don't know how you describe it, but it's these thick trails, and they're, you know, like sequential. And I'll never forget just how one day we were in Spokane, it was summer, and it was so frightening looking. I mean, they were so thick and so many of them. But anyhow, we're coming up on a commercial break. I was just amazed that nobody else was looking up. And that's what I was going to say. But we're going to bring Ken Adachi onto the program at the bottom of the hour. And then we'll open the line to questions in the second hour after we get a good hour of educating yourself. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to the American Activist. As I said before the commercial break, my name is Ingrid Castle, and I am the director of Vaccination Liberation, which is a national grassroots activistic association. And you can go to our website at VacLib, VACLIB.org. Also, VaccineTruth.com. It's a networking site. And I have a very special guest on. His name is Ken Adachi, and he is the author and creator of one of the most fabulous websites. It's educate-yourself.org. So you have to put a hyphen in between educate and yourself and then .org. And I was saying earlier, I have a friend who, this is like her very favorite site, and she spends a little bit of time every day reading some of the information there, and it's just packed. I mean, he's a researcher extraordinaire, but what we're going to focus on today is chemtrail, and this is something that we have gotten, you know, a lot of calls into the office regarding that people having their whole community sprayed and how sick people are getting, and people feel very victimized by the spraying agenda, as it seems, and they can't seem to get a handle of it on it in terms of calling any authorities or bureaucrats. There's all kinds of denial. And so we're going to talk about possible solutions to the whole chemtrail phenomenon. So anyway, I want to welcome you to the American Activist. Ken, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Right. Well, it's really an incredible honor to have you on our program. Just for our listeners, I want you to share, how did you even get going in this line of passionately wanting to share important information with others that, you know, clearly is not available, you know, to the mainstream? You know, I mean, you obviously the information you have posted is not something that, you know, you're going to readily find at Borders Books or things like that. So how did you passionately even learn about some of this information and then want to share it with others?
Well, my initial interest and focus of my website when I first started it was almost exclusively centered on natural health-related information. And if the world was going along as relatively smoothly as it was when I started that work, which was in the early 90s, essentially focusing on, I was doing talks, I was doing personal consultation on areas of natural health remedies in lieu of using pharmaceuticals. That was the overall thrust.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself got started in the 60s and 70s. I happened to had a family relation who was deeply into the, let's say, the natural health movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so that got me to read books and periodicals that showed me that there's a big disconnect between what we were told is the best way to take care of your health, particularly during that period,
mm-hmm.
and what works far better, and that is nature-based therapies. So I had a interest in that for a number of years, and I've read a number of books. So when we moved here to California, I started to do talks at the various social clubs and so forth, just about natural medicine. And that eventually led into the health, into the website somewhere around the mid-90s. But at the same time, around 94, 95, I started to read books that opened my eyes or made me aware of the entire New World Order agenda. Prior to that, I really didn't have a clue. I wasn't paying attention. I was just the average person. I knew politics was generally rotten, that most people who get into it are self-serving, deceitful individuals. So I got sort of, I was idealistic when I was younger, but I sort of became somewhat more mature in realizing that politics is, you know, but still, we lived in the freest country in the world, and I never would have imagined that things were going to become as difficult as they are. So I started to read books.
I'm sorry, Ken. Did you have any particular health problem that you resolved? I mean, usually people get into the natural healing thing.
Actually, nothing major, no. Minor stuff, sugar regulation was like my biggest problem, and I just learned to control that by stop eating sugar. So that was, I didn't really have major health problems in my life for the most part. But you're right. Most people I talk to get into it because the person, due to their own health difficulties, had to study and learn, and they fall upon this information. And then once they recover, they typically help spread the word. But no, myself, I never really had any major problems.
You just moved into natural health, and you found yourself getting healthier as a result.
Yeah, I really was more interested in just telling other people about it because I knew so many natural things, like, for instance, the whole area of naturopathy and homeopathy is most people aren't aware of it because you don't get the info in the mainstream anywhere that's not promoted. So most people don't know that there's all these natural substances that not only are less toxic on the body. In most cases, they're not toxic at all, but they're far less expensive. But more important, they actually cure the body. Most pharmaceuticals, with few exceptions, do not affect the cure. What they do as anyone who does this type of work will repeat over and over again, is that they cover up the symptoms, they mask the symptoms to give, in the interim, your body, its own immune system, attends to the infection, cold, flu, whatever it is, and so you get over it. And because in taking a drug, we'll use something simple, in taking a simple over-the-counter drug to address, you know, a flu symptoms or a cold or something typical like that, yes, it does ameliorate the symptoms. So it'll dry up the sinuses, you'll breathe better, and you're more comfortable, no question about it. That's the main thing that drugs do. However, they don't really address the pathogen or the conditions in the body which allow the little disease episode to erupt to begin with. Natural medicine, however, does just that. So people who first find out that natural medicines works far better than pharmaceutical, I mean, it's like a 1,000-to-1 ratio difference. Mm-hmm. If you start living a lifestyle, in other words, how you behave, how you think, how you eat, how you drink, etc., if you start doing everything in synchrony with nature, you start noticing you don't get sick anymore. You don't have these headaches all the time. You don't have this, you don't have that. Many of the symptoms modern cultures suffer from are due to living, let's say, outside of the boundaries which nature has set for us. We try to pretend as if nature is not a real force, and as if we're not a part of it. We're not machines. We're not mechanical objects that you can just put the wrong fuel in, exposed to the wrong sorts of energy interfaces, and then expect it to work well year after year. It doesn't work that way. So
right.
That's another lesson I learned beyond just the medicine aspect of it. When you're sick, I learned that if you eat according to nature's rule, think, act, and function within nature's rules. Now, it takes a little time to find out nature's rules because you got to seek out the information. But once you get it, it becomes quite clear after that. And it's so easy to recognize those who, not through their own volition, but because they're essentially brainwashed by mass media, the schools, etc., to do things that are destructive to the body and harmful to the body and put you out of sync with nature's way. And as a result, in time they get ill. When we're very young, we have a very high quotient of life force energy. And as we get older, that quotient diminishes with the passing of years.
Well, I actually think a lot of that is because we are doing all these immunosuppressive type of drugs with, you know, both vaccines, processed food, fluoridated water, all these things decrease the life force and also aid in the body in accumulating toxins. So that's why we, you know, when you're suppressing symptoms, you're actually suppressing the body's detoxification mechanism. And so you go from acute to chronic degenerative forms of disease because as these toxins start accumulating in your body, and they don't, and you haven't opened up your eliminative channels and it has no place to go, you know, you'll actually get these, you know, tumors and all kinds of things as a protective thing, you know, to keep your body just functioning. You know, like, you know, people get osteoporosis because, you know, the primary need of calcium and minerals is for brain and nervous system function. So, you know, if you're not getting it in the diet, you end up leaching it right out of your bones.
Right.
So, I mean, we're definitely there, and we have a lot of stuff on our website. I've in my column, and then on your website on this. And I would really encourage people to spend some time, really empowering themselves in terms of taking care of their own health care. We don't have any health. We call it disease assurance, but we don't have any health insurance. But that's what I call it for a reason, because most health insurance today only covers pharmacological types of treatment, and you know, the cut, burn, slash, radiation drugs, and we find that natural remedies are certainly the way to go. And all of this can only happen when you don't understand how the body functions in health and disease. And we call disease really just dis-ease, you know, when your body's out of balance. So everything, you know, in hydrotherapy, naturopathy, homeopathy is working to bring the body back into balance. And so we should not be scared of disease. It's really our body's way of teaching us how to live more in harmony and be a better instrument of God's energy on this planet. But we're going to go ahead and talk about how, I mean, all of us have a purpose here on the planet, and certainly living in these times has a lot of challenges. People feel like they're being attacked from all angles. So I really want to get into the chemtrail phenomenon because, my gosh, you know, it's pretty important to be able to breathe clean air. And if you have all of these kinds of things in the air you're breathing, and that hits, you know, your body. I mean, you know, oxygen is a key to a healthy body, being able to breathe clean, purified air in some manner. I mean, you know, you shouldn't have to be indoors with an organ generator 24/7. So I'm wanting to know, you know, I know there's some incredible testimonies on your site. I've witnessed some of the dissipation of these chemtrails with these different devices that we're going to talk about a little bit later. But so let's just go right into the chemtrail phenomenon and explain to our listeners what you found out about these trails. I mean, when did the agenda start? What is the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail and that kind of thing?
Okay. Well, the chemtrails are being sprayed from aircraft. Sometimes they're not conventional aircraft. The majority of them are look like conventional military tanker planes, but there are some chemtrails actually are coming out of very, what shall we call them, high-tech, unusual-shaped flying dispensing craft of some sort. Some of these craft are literally look like a flying cube. Now, the more exotic sprayer devices they're using often are not seen by the naked eye because they have high-tech technology associated with them in which they can, for the most part, be invisible. But people have observed them, temporarily at least, appearing in three-dimensional visibility. So, you know, those with sharp eyes who could see, sometimes they have binoculars or zoom cameras, could actually have been able to take some pictures of these flying cubes. But the majority of them
are... right in the middle of the daytime. I'm sorry, Ken. Is this right in the middle of the day?
Oh, yeah. They spray chemtrails. They spray chemtrails both day and night. But usually the spraying is done during the day much more often than it's done at night. And it seems that daytime spraying usually begins typically... Sometimes they'll start in the morning. But typically they'll start in the afternoon and go through to dawn. Now, there's probably some reasons for that, which I'll speculate about later when we get into the physics of what's going on. But we'll just stick with the chemtrails story to begin with, because a certain amount of people, I don't know how many today, because this phenomenon of spraying chemtrails has been going on in earnest since the winter of 97, 98. That's when it first came to my attention, and I heard some radio shows with Art Bell, actually, in which he was interviewing a guy named William Thomas, Canadian, who was talking about chemtrails. So I paid attention to what they had to say, and sure enough, the next day I went out to go to a meeting of a local group, and for the first time in my own eyes, I had my camera with me. I said, my God, those are exactly what they were talking about. Those are chemtrails. So I took my first pictures then, and I've been taking pictures of chemtrails almost daily ever since because I wanted to keep
them. Now, where do you live, Ken?
In the Costa Mesa area of Southern California.
Right.
It's about an hour south of Los Angeles.
Right. So that's a heavy chemtrail. They tend to they seem to focus a lot on population centers.
Right.
And I believe it was Will Thomas who coined the term chemtrail.
Yes, he did. Right, he did. And so I was fascinated in a way the first time I saw them, because I could see how they're not true contrails, because anyone who's old enough to remember, first I was in the military. I got to see lots of aircraft fly, true, genuine contrails only happen when certain weather conditions are right. There has to be a certain amount of altitude involved to produce a chemtrail, number one. It has to be a certain time of the year. It's typically winter. And there has to be a high enough ratio between the lack of moisture in the air and the coldness of the air, so that as vapor coming out of a jet plane is crystallized more quickly than it has a chance to dissipate into the atmosphere. So for a short period of time, usually 10 to 15 seconds.
Okay, Ken,
yep.
We are coming up on a break.
Sure.
Our clocks aren't quite calibrated with RBN, but please stay tuned. You're listening to Ken Adachi of educate-yourself.org, and we're talking about chemtrails.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back to The American Activist. I want to mention that RBN, Republic Broadcast Network, is selling America from Freedom to Fascism. And you can call RBN to get that film at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. You know, for $25, this is an incredible deal. Yeah, we just heard that on Google Videos, it's the number one downloadable feature worldwide. I think that's a great success. And we feel like everyone needs to be sharing this with their neighbors, their friends, and their community, even having a public showing of it. So, you know, while we're all in our little cubicles looking at our individual computer screens, you know, how do you know people are aware of this information? So that's why we encourage people to utilize the public library. Most public libraries have all this equipment, and you can publicize it in your local Penny Saver, Nickel Nick, and get some people networked in your community so you're on the same page. Because as things start coming down, you'll wish you knew your neighbors. So anyhow, Ken Adachi is our guest. Welcome back, Ken. We're going to go right into the chemtrail issue. And I really want to talk before the top of the hour a little bit about what chemtrails are composed of and how do you know what they're composed of. Do you have lab tests or anything like this?
Yes, we do. In some areas, we do have some idea of what they're made of. We'll touch on it in one second. I just want to just finish the initial explanation that there has been from the very beginning of the chemtrail spraying program, which was in the early months of 1998 particularly, is there's been a great deal of disinformation and brainwashing being perpetrated so as to confuse people. And the most common lie told is that chemtrails are contrails. So I just was giving a little brief definition of what a contrail is. There is a genuine phenomenon associated with flying of jet aircraft called contrails. They've been around as long as we've had contrails. You need a certain amount of speed to produce a contrail, so that's why they're only associated with jets. But a true contrail is a rare phenomenon. You don't see it all the time. You see it occasionally, very occasionally, usually during the winter months, in the coldest winter months. You'll see it only with planes that are flying at very high altitudes, typically above between 30 and 35,000 feet,
mm-hmm.
And you'll only see a white tail, if you will, coming out of the plane. It will dissipate, in other words, it will evaporate within about 10 to 15 seconds, because a true contrail is made up of simply ice crystals of the vapor.
Okay, Ken, do you hear the music? Obviously,
yep.
I'm not timing these commercials very well, but
okay.
Yeah, you're going to have more time after the commercial.
All right, after the commercial, I'll finish.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks, Ken, for your patience.
No problem.
What? What do you mean? I'm having in the second hour.